an Osho talk. I Am That, talks on the Isha Upanishad, number 1.
Om. That is the whole. This is the whole. From wholeness emerges wholeness. Wholeness coming from wholeness, wholeness still remains. At the heart of this phenomenal world, within all its changing forms, dwells the unchanging Lord. So go beyond the changing and, enjoying the inner, cease to take for yourself what to others are riches. Continuing to act in the world, one may aspire to be 100. Thus, and only thus, can a man be free from the binding influence of action. Unillumined indeed are those worlds clouded by the blinding darkness of ignorance. Into this death sink all those who slay the self.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om, that is the whole. This is the whole. From wholeness emerges wholeness. Wholeness coming from wholeness. Wholeness still remains. We are entering today into one of the most enchanting and mysterious world of the Upanishads. The days of the Upanishads were the highest as far as spiritual quest is concerned. Never before or never afterwards human consciousness has achieved such Himalayan heights. But the days of the Upanishads were really golden for many reasons. The most important of them is contained in this seed mantra, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. The emphasis of the Upanishads is on wholeness. Remember, it is not on perfection, but on wholeness. At the moment one becomes interested in being perfect, the ego enters in. The ego is a perfectionist. The desire of the ego is to be perfect. And perfection drives humanity towards insanity. wholeness is totally different. Its flavor is different. Perfection is in the future. It is a desire. Wholeness is here now. It is a revelation. Perfection has to be achieved, and of course, every achievement takes time. It has to be gradual. You have to sacrifice the present for the future. Today for the tomorrow. And the tomorrow never comes. What comes is always today. Existence knows nothing of future and nothing of past. It knows only the present. Now is the only time, and here the only space. The moment you go astray from now and here, you are going to end into some kind of madness. You will fall into fragments. Your life will become a hell. You will be torn apart. The past will pull a part of you towards itself, and the future the other part. You will become schizophrenic, split, divided. Your life will be only a deep anguish, a trembling, an anxiety, a tension. You will not know anything of bliss. You will not know anything of ecstasy. Because the past exists not. And people go on living in the memories, which are only footprints left on the sand. Or they project a life into the future, which is also as non-existential as the past. One is no more, the other is not yet. And between the two, one loses the real, the present, the now. Wholeness is of the now. If you can be simply here, then this very moment, the revelation, then it is not gradual, it is sudden, it is an explosion. The word Upanishad is tremendously important. It simply means sitting down close to a master. It is a communion. The master is living in wholeness. He is living here now. He is pulsating here now. His life has a music